You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the Gemara questions, how come it says Zot Torat HaOla? It says this is the laws of the Ola. It says Zot Torat HaOla. So Gemara teaches us that when you learn the laws of the Ola, they will consider as you brought Korban Ola. So that means the learning the laws of the Korbanot will consider as you actually, in practicality, observe the mitzvah. Just like Yaakov ben Alon Shalom, when he sent the message to Esav, he gave him the message that Targag mitzvot Shamarti. So he informed them that he kept 613 mitzvot. So Halachida asked, that cannot be, because nobody actually cannot observe 613 mitzvot. But the mitzvot relates to Kohanim, and also Chutz La'aretz, we have Shemitah, and all of these things. So Halachida explains, the Torah, Tomeru le Achi Esav. So Achida says, Yaakov Avinu actually meant that I studied all the halachot by Amira. So when I learned the halachot, so that means I kept all the mitzvot. So Harav Elimelech, that his Hilula was on Sunday, so Chutam Agen Aleinu, he brings an interesting point. He says, Zot Torat HaOla. So it's a story about Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So Chutam Agen Aleinu, Harav, as he was on a travel to Metaken the Shekhinah, he stops by a Bet Knesset. So before he leaves, he gives lots of praise to the Talmidei Chachamim that this place is full of Torah. Gives them lots of Shevachim. So when they left, so the students are very surprised, because Harav usually don't flatter people. So they asked Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Kavod HaRav, you know, obviously all the praising about the place that we stopped by. So HaRav said, when the Torah is Lishma, it goes straight up to Shammai. But if it's with the lots of Ge'ava, so it gets stuck in the Beit Midrash. So he told them this place is full of Torah. So that means nothing went up. So Harav Elimelech explained, this is Zot Torah. The Torah, what is it? Ola. That means if the Torah is amiti, it goes up. It's the Torah ha'ola. But if the Torah is with Gaba, it says he al mogda. It's going to burn and nothing's going to go up. So that means Torah that is Lishma, it goes up straight to Shammai.
What would the example of Torah with Gaava be?
I'm sorry?
Torah with Gaava would be like what? What would that be? Well,
the Gemara brings, like, if the intention is to be called Rebbe, Chacham, like, to gain some type of benefit, or even Olam Haba, to the Mitzvah Lishma. So that means, if the Torah is not only just for the sake that Hashem has commanded us, and it has other type of intention, so that means it's not the Shema. So it means it's only for my benefit. And I learned Torah. So it means it's not that for the intention that Hashem has Hana'ah from my learning Torah, is for my pleasure, for my satisfaction. So that means this is a Olah that is, it's a Torah that is not amiti. It's the call of Qolabi. So it's a very, very, it's very interesting that Rabbi Meir, as we learn in sixth chapter of Pirkei Avot, remember what Rabbi Meir said? So kol halomed Torah lishma zoche ledevarim harbe. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. When you hear lishma, what does it remind you?
Shamayim.
Shamayim. Pasuk Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice. Who taught you this thing? Pasuk Baruch. Very nice. So lishma is otiyot Moshe. No? Yeah? You sure? You want to check? It's true? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
No, lishma means for the sake of Hashem. It's the same letters as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe.
So, how is that possible? But
it
became the same.
Why? Because Lishma is Shin Mem He, and Moshe is Mem Shin He. So what's the connection?
To
Ad Moshe. Beautiful. This is brought, very interesting point. That Hagiras is an interesting point. It says, whoever that learned Torah Nishma, the Nitzot, the Svaka Moshavah Shalom is going to join him. So that's why Lishma is a Tiyot Moshe. So that means when you learn Torah Nishma, it's Moshe Rabbeinu that he brought the Torah down. So then you'll be Zoche, the Svaka Moshavah Shalom will attach to you. Would you like that? But, you know, sometimes it's not worth it. Like, let's say, if you hear Chazak Baruch, which one rather do you have? The spark of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom or Chazak Baruch? Chazak Baruch? Yeah. No?
Oh, that's an encouragement. We're getting encouragement so we continue to
That's true.
Forward. Even
Sure. Yeah, that's understandable. So, it's an interesting point. You heard about the Sefer Orchot Tzadikim?
Yeah.
You heard about it? You know who the author is?
You don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know.
Ay, ay, ay. And you learn it?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, some say, people may say many things, yeah. No, but the point matter here is you have a choice in life that people clap for you and say Chazak Baruch and they flatter you. So now the price tag for such a satisfaction is that they're not going to clap for you in Shamayim. Harav Orchot Tzadikim, Zecher Tzadik, Kadosh Livracha, whoever that he was, so he didn't want any clapping here. So the clap for him in Shamayim. But here, you're like, no, I did it. You know, don't forget, I did it. Don't forget, don't forget. No. It's very interesting. You know, when Yosef HaSadiq was appointed as a viceroy, you see in the Pasuk says, Ani Paro. Okay, Chazak Baruch, what do you mean, you Paro? It doesn't say, you know, what exactly went on. So Fashion explained a very interesting point. He says, don't you ever forget that who gave you the position? Ani Paro. And this attitude is always there. Don't forget, I gave you. Don't forget, I told you. Don't forget, you know, I did this for you. Don't forget. Don't forget. That's the attitude that, and that is natural, that because you like to be thanked, appreciated, and, you know, there's a Masechet, you have time? Yeah. Masechet Abu Zadah, you'll hit. It says that the Rabbi Hanan ben Tarlion came to visit Rabbi Yossi. He was very in a bad shape. He was not feeling well. So he came to Bikur Chulim. So he told him, I heard you giving lecture, you know, sending flyers, you have a radio and all of these things. You don't know this Ummah. The Greeks, they made a decree, whoever that teaches Torah, that's it. You know, Chayav Mita, they're going to decree to death. So then he asked them, lately, did anything, you know, anything good? I said, yeah, you know, the Purim time, those Purim, you know, the Kupat Tzedakah with Kupat Aniim, the Matana of Yonim got mixed. So I didn't know which is which. So I gave from my pocket to the Aniim. So Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi Chelqi Kechelqecha V'olam Haba. May it be my portion in Olam Elyon exactly like yours. Marsha says, what? He's out there giving shiurim, and he knows they're going to kill him right away. They're going to kill him. He didn't say nothing. Then he tells him, what did you do lately? He says, you know, this matter of the tzedakah came about, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to, you know, Chas v'Shalom, make a mistake with the kippah of the tzedakah in for Bet Knesset, and Matanat Yonim. I gave it from my pocket. So I hope my chelek, my share will be in Olam HaBa just like yours. What's going on here? Do you know what's going on here?
Yeah, nobody knows about that.
Who doesn't know?
Nobody knows about
him. Hazakevaro. Masha explains, when he's out there and teaching Torah, you know what the tzaddik is? He put his life in danger. You know what a tzaddik is? But in the Beit Knesset, when the money got mixed up, he didn't know what to do, who clapped for him? Ribono shel Olam. Ribono shel Olam. And said, may it be my portion, Olam Elyon, be just like you. Because when you're out there, and that's why it is. Our nature here is, we do lots of, Persian Haggadah say, Gaduchak. Gaduchak. But the Galut of person is that there is no camera and there is nobody to watch you. What do you do then? What do I do then? But when you monitor it, obviously, you know, Chas v'Shalom, you want people, God forbid, you're not the tzaddik. Of course not. So that's what exactly here Rabbi Elimelech Zatzal explains. So Torah ha'ola. That's the Torah that goes up. How is it going to go up? That is Ge'avah free. Yeah, Ge'avah free. And it's very hard. Hashem is akeru. Shenizkei Shach Baruch Hu, give us the right chokhmah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.